From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, May 23rd. 3 days a week, Red Bluff pastor Randy Duick distributes hundreds of pounds of food to poor and unhoused people around town.
I don't think Jesus, when he fed the 5,000, that he had, you know, checked people's tax returns or last two paycheck stubs. People were hungry, he fed them, and I'm trying to be just like him, and I'll feed anybody that's hungry.
Duick runs Salt Ranch, which is one of only a handful of groups dedicated to helping a rising homeless population. The work he does is vital, but community advocates say the area needs more aid to solve the homelessness crisis. Hear more about Duick's work and the state of Tehama County homelessness coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, a bill to provide tax relief for wildfire victims passed in the House this week. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act will exempt those who received relief payments for wildfire losses from paying federal income tax on them. Once it's signed into law, any taxes paid on wildfire settlement money since 2020 would be refunded. The legislation was co-sponsored by Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Congressman Mike Thompson. LaMalfa said in a press release that lawmakers in both parties want to see this bill pass because relief payments shouldn't be taxable. He added that fire victims have waited long enough. The bill has passed in the House twice before. It still needs to be voted on in the Senate and signed by President Biden. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Chronic wasting disease has been detected in deer and elk in California for the first time in the state's history. It was found in two deer earlier this month, one in Madera County near Yosemite Lakes and another in Inyo County. However, the disease was likely present long before it was detected. Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, is highly contagious, with a months to years-long incubation period before symptoms are visible. It is always fatal to cervid animals like deer and elk with no known vaccine or cure. The neurological disease is not transmissible to humans, but health officials are extremely cautious of CWD, as other related types of the disease are transmissible to humans through infected meat. In deer, signs of the disease are severe weight loss, clumsy and uncoordinated movements, drooling, and behavioral changes, such as a loss of fear of humans. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife asks the public to help limit the spread of CWD by reporting any signs of illness in deer and elk populations. Officials also advise hunters to strongly consider testing their harvested deer or elk for the disease to help prevent the spread of disease and potential infections. And in other news, Shasta County supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday night to provide $100,000 to the city of Redding to help fund a United Airlines flight to Denver. That's according to the Shasta County Clerk's Office. The Redding Record Searchlight reports the funds would augment other contributions to fund a $2 million revenue guarantee to cover shortfalls the carrier might experience when ridership is low. If the city can reach an agreement with United, flights to Denver could begin as early as next year. And finally, homelessness is on the rise across California, and local governments are looking for ways to solve the crisis. Tehama County was recently awarded millions in state funds to open the first homeless shelter in the county. But advocates say more help is needed. In Red Bluff, community members are frustrated by the lack of aid there. NSPR's Alex Stetson reports on one community member who's helping fill in the gaps.
It's 6:30 a.m. on a Friday morning, and Randy Duick is loading his pickup truck with hundreds of pounds of food from Food Max.
Pork with a pledge. This is Texas Smokehouse Barbecue dry rubbed pork loin filet.
Meat, milk, juice, bread, and boxes of baked goods fill dozens of milk crates stacked precariously in his truck bed. It's food the grocery store would normally throw away, but it's still good to eat. So Duick takes it to people in need.
I've always helped people when I've seen people in need. Even when I was in the midst of my drug addiction, I would go and find food sources and take it to the parks and to the homeless at the parks and the homeless camps and the single moms in town.
Dueck runs the nonprofit Salt Ranch, which aids the poor and homeless in Red Bluff and its surrounding areas. He was once addicted to methamphetamine and sold it, which ended him up in prison. He's since rededicated his life to God, been clean for over 30 years, and now delivers food 3 days a week, plus emergency deliveries by appointment. Samuel Ayer Park is his first stop today. He lays on the horn to announce his arrival before stopping in the parking lot just up from a trio of tents on the grass nearby.
And of course, Cool Whip. And one cookie
cool
dough, too.
Cool Whip?
Then he drives his white 98 Chevy Silverado deep into the wooded park to a barbecue pit that spits smoke up into the morning air. Dueck cooks hot breakfasts here on Saturday mornings for all the park residents, who he knows by name. The city designated this park for unhoused residents to camp in back in 2022. Following the opening of a permanent homeless shelter earlier this month, called Path Plaza, the city of Red Bluff removed a homeless encampment at River Park. It directed campers to either go to the plaza or move to Samuel Ayer Park.
So now it's, like, overcrowded, and it's kind of like high school.
That's Ricole Nelson, who's been living at the park for almost a year. She wishes there was more aid in the area for people struggling with addiction like her. The plaza does not allow drugs or alcohol on site, so her only legal option is to stay here. Red Bluff City Council member Cody Strock is among many community members unhappy with the lack of homeless aid in the area.
But we have hundreds of homeless people that need somewhere to go, and they have nowhere.
The plaza has just 60 beds and is the only permanent shelter option. Strock says when he's tried to introduce homeless aid proposals at city council meetings, he hasn't gotten support from other members. He's frustrated the council's only action has been to designate the park as a place to live.
We force those people to go down there with no basic utilities, no access to warm water, limited restroom facilities. We gave them trash and expected them to make a better life of it.
With nothing more from the city on the horizon, community members like Dueck are left to help their neighbors in need. In Red Bluff, I'm Alex Dutson.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, May 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.